The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
They're not afraid to play anyone, which really makes this App State team very dangerous.
Marshall, up the gut, touchdown, Appalachian State. App State takes the lead, and Appalachian State has done it again.
For the first time since 2007, App State has knocked off a top 10 football team.
We came into College Station and beat the number 6 team in the country. We'll have one hell of a time on that plane ride back to Boone tonight.
College game day is from the Boone Hotel next Saturday. Oh!
This is pretty impressive for a Friday.
We haven't had very many Friday crowds like this.
That's very true.
Solid.
Yeah.
This is App State heavy favorites in the game over Troy. 12.5 at last check, guys. They have won the last three matchups versus them with an average margin of, get this, 37 points. That's a whooping.
That's
several whoopings.
That is really good. Yeah.
And since 2015, App State has the best winning percentage of any FBS team not yet having made the college football playoff. It is going to be an electric weekend here in Boone. Do you think that App State is starting to get some national respect, Pollock?
Well, I mean, I think we're here. So, yes, the answer is yes. College game day is here. And when you talk about App State, I think the most impressive thing to me is just the amount of times they've done this or been in the mix to do it. Yeah. They've played in a lot of tough places, played a lot of good teams, and they've showed up and showed out.
You know, people like us who just love college football, we've always respected App State, you know what I mean? But it takes games like what happened a week ago against Texas A&M for the nation to understand this is a strong program. But they've been a strong program, so I'm really happy that we're here to give them the love that they've earned and that they actually deserve.
Absolutely, well deserved. Let's get over to our road test presented by Goodyear, guys. Texas A&M, a team that App State knows pretty well after last weekend. That offense needs to get it moving. The Aggies have scored a touchdown on just 24% of their offensive drives this season. That ranks 86th in FBS. And what's more, they're committing a lot of turnovers on 19% of their drives. That ranks 117th in FBS. Meanwhile, the Canes, guys, they're taking advantage of their opportunities, picking off 4 passes, which is tied for 3rd amongst Power 5 schools. We had some news out of Texas A&M this week. The Aggies going ahead and making a quarterback change, benching Hayes King for Max Johnson. Pollock, you thought this might be developing as the season went on. Why now to make a change?
Well, offensively, you saw it last week. They're just struggling. They got to figure it out. They have a dominant player in A-Chain who runs the rock, but they need quarterback play. And I think Max Johnson's a guy that we saw do it at LSU. We saw him compete at a high level. You saw his toughness. You saw him go through progression. So I think that you knew the way Haynes King was struggling a little bit. This offense was struggling a little bit. You needed a jump start, and that's why you go to Max.
Yeah, you go to Max because Max is a better passer, too. You know, you got defenses. They're lining up to stop A-Chain because he's such a great running back. But when you put Max Johnson in the game, they have to respect the pass. And ironically enough, Max Johnson's last start was against Texas A&M. And he actually won the game, threw for a little bit over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. So I tell you what, it was a change that had to be made. What I want to know, Dave, is like, what happened during the competition, though, that Max Johnson lost the job but didn't win it? You know what I mean?
To me, that's an easy answer because Haynes King was there,
yeah,
and he was Jimbo Fisher's guy, and you transfer in, and
yeah,
you're not the guy. Like,
with this guy, huh?
You're comfortable with him. I think Haynes Kid's a great kid. He's got a lot of ability.
Yeah.
He can scramble. He can run.
Right.
But that there's a big difference between the two. And
100%.
Max Johnson should have won the job in camp.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, when you got somebody breathing down your neck, you know what doesn't help your case?
What's that?
QBR of 33, which is what he posted in the last game. Desmond, I'll go back to you on this one.
Not good.
How do you expect Miami's defense to attack A&M, given their new quarterback?
Well, I tell you what, I expect them to look at what happened a week ago and look at App State, what they did. They're going to punch them in the mouth. They're going to defeat them at the line of scrimmage. They're going to play bully ball. Miami right now, under Mario Cristobal and that coaching staff, they're just going about, we want to be a physical ball club. That's their mantra. That's their motto. They're like, listen, we don't do that little, you know, turnover chain stuff no more. We're all about substance now over symbolism. So they want to come and punch the Aggies in the mouth just like App State did.
I want to see if they can do it. Like, I love Cristobal's toughness, and you got to implement it, but you know, talking it and doing it is another thing. And let's be honest, they ain't played nobody. They ain't played nobody yet. So I'm excited to see Van Dyke. I'm excited to see this new OC, new DC, new head coach. Like, what does it look like for the Canes when they play a real team?
And the stakes are much higher now, too, since the Aggies lost to App State.
Well, and the Aggies guys have a brutal stretch in front of them. I've got here Arkansas, Mississippi State, Alabama of the next few games they've got.
Yeah.
They are being given guys a 50% chance to make a bowl. How things have changed for Texas A&M.
It's crazy.
But how about this crowd understanding the assignment today?
Oh, yeah.
We mentioned A&M, they're booing. Anybody else, they're cheering. They've got it figured out. This is a dress rehearsal for tomorrow morning on College Game Day, and they are knocking it out of the park. All right, guys. Coming up next on College Football Live, quarterback controversies abound in week 3. Jim Harbaugh finally has his starter in J.J. McCarthy. Maybe. Is that the right move for the Wolverines? Plus, how about Sark getting a little snarky with reporters about his quarterback situation after Quinn Ewers had that injury last week? Where do the horns go from here? I'll tell you where we go. Right back out to Boone when we return on College Football Live.
Remember when the Sun Belt Conference was just a happy little Saturday Twitter ditty? Hashtag FunBelt. A bunch of quirky former FCS squads that we watched at noon. A conglomeration of funky offenses.
Going back to Jakes. He locks in.
Teal fields and .com bowl games played during holiday brunch. While we were chuckling, the Sun Belt was working, growing, leaning into regional rivalries by recruiting members with long histories and bad blood. They're led by the first black FBS commissioner. And oh yeah, they're winning.
Georgia Southern's coming home with a Power 5 win!
A lot.
Marshall holding off a giant upset here in South Bend.
And against teams who long looked down. Behold, the Sun Belt, college football's hottest.
We are the premier conference on the Group of Five level.
And coolest conference. Hashtag Fun Belt, indeed.
It was an easy decision to bring our show out to Boone, North Carolina, and celebrate with these App State Mountaineers. We have a fun show in store for you guys on College Game Day tomorrow. The anatomy of an upset. What does it take to actually go into a hostile place and walk away with the victory? These guys know a thing or two about that. Plus, country star Luke Combs is going to join us as our celebrity guest picker. And so many questions about quarterbacks around the country, including Michigan and Texas. We'll get into all of that Saturday morning on College Game Day. Meanwhile, guys, at Penn State, the Nittany Lions have a quarterback quandary of their own as they go to Plains to take on Auburn's feisty defense, here with Desmond Howard and David Pollack.
Just show the crowd. It's way better anyways.
Than you two?
Yeah.
Hey, you're not going to get any argument from me on that one. You got Sean Clifford there, and you got Drew Allard. Does Clifford give Penn State the best chance to beat Auburn tomorrow, Pollack?
Yes, this isn't debatable. Sean Clifford's a stud. I mean, listen, is he going to have bad moments? Yeah, but look at his daggum offensive line. That's why you have bad moments. So Sean Clifford, the moment won't be too big for him. He'll be ready to handle the Auburn crowd, which will be crazy.
Yeah, because they remember what happened a year ago up in Happy Valley, so they want a little revenge. And, you know, Sean Clifford's like an eighth-year senior. I mean, it seems like he's been there since forever. So he's played in big games. He's seen just about every defense imaginable. He doesn't always come up big. You know, he struggles sometimes. But late in the game, he seems to be able to come through, especially the first game against Purdue.
Yeah.
Wasn't looking great, but then the last drive when they needed Sean Clifford the most, he excelled. But I tell you what, that Drew Aller kid, man, there are a lot of people who want to see him. 6'5", 230, can make all the throws, tremendous upside, just doesn't have the experience. But I don't know. You put him in a game, the defense, they got to defend the whole field, the length and the width.
Yep. Last year, I think Clifford, I'm not just – fact check me, Marissa, you can do that over there. We're not going to show you on the camera. I know she hates that. But I think Clifford was like 28 of 32. I think he had like 4 incompletions and was insane versus Auburn a year ago. This is not a debate. Like, this is Sean Clifford's show, unless he is absolutely atrocious, and then you turn away.
We ain't talking about last year, Pollock.
There's no debate about Sean Clifford.
What have you done for me lately?
He's also had 4 OCs in his 16 years, you know, 6 years, obviously.
When you stay that long, the turnover happens.
He's had 4 in 6 years, so.
Yeah, here's what they like about Aller, guys. They say the game has already slowed down for him, which can be part of that transition.
Yeah, go to Jordan Harris and see how slow that is.
Right, exactly. So who has the edge in this one, then? You go in Auburn or Penn State, who has the edge?
I think you have to take into account the crowd. That has to be a big part of it. Both teams, I don't know a lot about yet. I don't know if either one are great, but I do think the home crowd will make a big difference. But if we spin it to the other side for Auburn and quarterback, I don't even see one good option. So,
boom.
I don't see one with experience. I don't see one that I trust yet. So, I would lean Penn State just because at least they have a quarterback.
And the one thing we can say about Penn State, I mentioned it earlier, they were on the road. They played Purdue, tough environment, hard-fought game, and they found a way to win. So, we know that they're battle-tested in the 2022 season. Not sure about Auburn when it comes to that. So I think that Penn State may have an edge in that department.
All right, let's take a look at What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper. We think the quarterback competition may be reaching a conclusion at Michigan. Harbaugh naming J.J. McCarthy the starter this week, but he did not commit to him going forward. Now, maybe that's a little strategery there. Desmond, is it
such
time
such a great
for them?
Word, by the way.
Strategery? It's not a real word, but
yes,
it's fun
it is.
To say.
Strategy and that's perfect. I like it.
Des, is it time for them to commit going forward to one guy?
Well, I mean, it just depends on who you are and what you expect. I mean, don't forget, a year ago, they used a 2-quarterback system. It looks like everyone forgets that. And if it's not broke, then why are you trying to fix it? So last year was Cade, and J.J. came in spot duty, but he came in when games were still hanging in the balance. He didn't come up and do mop-up duty. Like, games were still tight. So they have a lot of confidence in both guys. J.J. has tremendous upside, extremely athletic, can make all the throws, a 5-star recruit coming out of high school. So eventually you say, okay, J.J. is going to be that guy. And you see the talent when he's on the field. The offense runs very smoothly, and the defense, they're like, shoot, you know, this guy can run. When Cade is in the game, that's really not an option. So, you know, to me, it's just a lot of talk about nothing at this point. J.J. is going to be the starter. We'll see if Cade gets some snaps, but J.J.'s going to be the guy who's going to take the first snap from center.
Well, and listen, last year it was Cade's team. J.J. was the spell guy. This might switch this year. And I think we're going to see what J.J. is. I know what Cade is. Cade's steady Eddie. He's not going to make mistakes. He's going to make plays. Every atmosphere he's going to be really good in. He's not going to be too big for him. We're going to find out what J.J.'s about. But this is a tough decision for Jim Harbaugh to take someone who took you to the college football playoff that won the Big Ten, and now you're going to go, we're going to go with the other guy. So it'll be interesting to see how the locker room, it'll be interesting to see how the players do, and in the end, really, how J.J. does. If J.J. does great, good call. J.J. struggles. Exactly. Well, you might have some problems.
I was out of Michigan this week, and the key, of course, as you guys mentioned, is making sure that everybody is pulling the rope in the same direction, making sure that quarterback room doesn't have any animosity, that everybody is working towards the same goal.
Absolutely.
Which is obviously winning games.
So easy,
yeah.
You
so
have cool. heard them booing a little bit, though, as we've been talking about Michigan.
They booed Michigan.
It's not to you, Des. It's to Michigan.
And not to me. You know what? I found out. Check this out. Wait. Shh. How many Green Bay Packers fans we got in the audience?
cheer for, guys. Take a look at what we're showing you now. Fond, fond memories from 15 years ago.
This is so unnecessary right now.
This ain't fond memories for Taz, okay?
Zero.
Look at that scoop.
You would think I played in this game.
You're bringing up old stuff.
Yeah, y'all keep bringing up old stuff. They just beat an SEC team in SEC country. Like, that's as big as it gets in college football. And they punked them.
We love Michigan.
They said, we love Michigan.
Yeah,
we love Michigan.
Hey, go blue.
Hey, that's the same way I feel we go to Columbus. Like, when you go to a team, you love them, right?
Let's keep it moving here on College Football Live. More quarterback questions around the country. Quinn Ewers had the horns on their way to an upset of the Tide in Austin last week until that shoulder injury knocked him out of the game. So who does Texas turn to now? Well, Coach Sarkisian addressed the media this week.
What I can clarify is all three of the guys got better this week. I don't think it's my job to get on here and tell you guys what our game plan is going to be. Again, you guys can keep poking the bear on what I do at quarterback. At the end of the day, I'm not going to give you game planning decisions or how we practice. There's a reason you guys don't come to practice, right? If I wanted you to know who took snaps, I'd let you come to practice.
Yeah. Khaled, what do you think of Sark's feisty comments?
I think Sark's a little salty. Hey, bro, it was a good week last week, man. Like, you kept it close with Bama. You outplayed him. That's good things. But, you know, listen, Texas is a pressure cooker. It's a tough job. Like, he's got now his situation where he earned a lot of respect, but now how do you respond? Because what we've seen in the past is Texas has been like this,
right?
Like this.
Right.
So Sark's job is to steady the ship, and apparently his job ain't got nothing to do with telling you who his quarterback is, Dez, or who is healthy, because he don't care.
I don't know what questions they were asking that man, but he did not like the question.
No.
I think that there may be trouble in Austin this week. I mean, you talk about the UTSA, the Roadrunners. These guys, they have some talent. You're looking at a group that they have guys on their team who were in Texas, from the state of Texas, weren't
Don't
recruited
like Texas.
By Texas. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, this is kind of like their national championship. So Longhorns better be aware of this, the Roadrunners, because they're coming to make a statement.
So quarterback Hudson Card, he's dealing with an ankle injury,
yep.
But this would be a huge opportunity for him to show what he can do again. If he were to ever be on the market, guys, there would be suitors for his services. Don't be surprised, though, if you see a little bit of Charles Wright out there as well, talking to our Pete Thamel
coming, because they're all hurt. So
I mean, but you got to get the guy ready, because, you know, your starter is banged up. I mean, we saw that in the Alabama game.
Probably for a while, if we believe that. Hey, did you guys tell us that you want Texas too? Yeah! Who don't y'all want? They'll take all comers here in
North Carolina.
As we continue to talk from Appalachian State.
Yeah.
Stick around. We'll be right back after this. Huge Saturday of college football on the docket. Georgia taking on South Carolina at noon Eastern. LSU hosting Mississippi State at 6 Eastern. And then we cap the night off with number 13 Miami and number 24 Texas A&M. That's right. In College Station, all three games available on the ESPN app. David Pollack and Dez Howard holding it down here on College Football Live. The BYU Cougars looking to keep the momentum going off of that double overtime thrilling victory over Baylor. Another test in Eugene. Desmond,
yep.
Time to start taking BYU seriously?
100%. Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is a program that we all respect. Right? We know what they bring to the gridiron. And they began the season putting 50 points on USF. But they had to travel across the country to Tampa to do that. But then last week when they played Baylor, I mean, that was just a dog fight. They rolled up their sleeves. You know, they went toe-to-toe with Baylor. Really impressed with Jaren Hall, the quarterback, the way he runs that offense. I think this team has the grit to go probably, maybe potentially, to the college football playoff.
And I think this week is the big week. You got Oregon. Listen, Notre Dame doesn't look as daunting, obviously, as it did. And then you got Arkansas, I think, is another team that they're going to play. So
the schedule's
not bad. And I think BYU's not a group of five. They're independent. But it'll be interesting to watch this team. But I think this week, is the week. If they lose, I think it's going to be this week. I think Oregon at Oregon. Oregon's great at home. Yeah. It'll be a very big, interesting test.
Well, you see there, guys, only one ranked opponent on the schedule, and FPI actually favors BYU in that game against Arkansas. Notre Dame is at a neutral site, FYI. All right, staying in the Pac-12, how about unranked Washington hosting the Spartans in Seattle? Huskies coming in as 3.5-point favorites here, but both of these teams pretty untested at this time.
Pretty untested?
Pretty untested.
That's an understatement.
Pretty untested.
They're only cupcake tested.
Pretty, right, right. Pretty I untested? Mean, is that better?
It's awful so far. We know nothing about either one of these teams.
True.
I mean,
yeah.
They haven't played anybody yet, so they'll tell us this week, but I'm interested to see Washington. I'm interested to see Michigan State go to Washington, which is going to be tough.
Exactly.
Michael Penix Jr. has been spinning the ball around. The offense has been good. So, Michigan State, where are you on Michigan State? What you think about
that? I tell you what, I'm excited about this game because this time a year ago, Michigan State traveled to Miami and took on the Hurricanes. And I think in that game was back and forth, and then Kenneth Walker III kind of went off in the second half. It was like, okay, Sparty may be for real. This may be another opportunity for Sparty to go on the road, this time traveling much further to Washington and taking on a team that we really don't know much about because neither team has been battle-tested. They haven't dealt with any type of resistance thus far. So I like this game. I'm going to make sure I keep an eye on this one.
Michigan State scoring a lot of points in their recent games, 30-plus in four straight. But as you said, who's the competition? Don't care.
No, not much resistance.
Defense leading the nation in sacks as well. So some things to hang their hats on right now. But again, competition considered. All right, guys, are you ready for this? We got a little surprise for the crowd, the people who have come out to celebrate on College Football Live here with us. 20 years ago, maybe you've heard of it. It was called the Miracle on the Mountain, one of the craziest finish you'll ever see in college football. App State hosting Furman, fourth quarter.
Pick.
Only 7 seconds left, and that's right. Intercepted so by
Billy
Josh Jeffries.
That pass. Billy, make the tackle. Billy, come on.
Billy's not making that tackle, guys.
How about the smartness of the defensive lineman to say, bro, I ain't going to make it over.
I love that smartness.
That is just unbelievable smartness.
How about intelligence? Does that work for you, David?
We're defensive lineman, okay?
That was a smart lateral play by that young man. Exactly.
Yeah, we showed you guys just a few minutes ago. There are blankets out there. There are sleeping bags out there. Apparently.
Tonight, huh?
People are going to be sleeping over out here so that they can get the very best spot for college football game day tomorrow morning.
All you guys, bring a friend.